Praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that our Father and our God has given us to share, you know, our daily inspiration as we continue encouraging and building each other with the Word of God. We inspire with the Word of hope to let you know that you can only get good this year. I don't know how your circumstances are. I don't know how your situations are like. I don't know what you're contending with or what you're fighting with. I don't know what you're going through. But there's one what I can tell you. That if you put your faith and your trust in God, it is going to end well. It is going to end well. Where you are does not matter. Where you will end matters. If you can put your faith and your confidence in God, it is going to end well. Of course, you're talking about the year of overflow, and what assurances do we have from the Word of God that this is going to be the year of overflow? What assurances have God given us that this is going to be our year of overflow? Yesterday we saw that Christ came not to make survivors, but to make drivers. He came to give us life and life in abundance. And the question you need to ask yourself, in whatever area of life that you're trusting God for, it could be your relationship. Yeah, we have so much crisis going on, but God can still cause us to thrive in our relationships. Is it in your job? Business, children, taking care of children. Again, that is an area where there's a lot of crisis going on. Is it in your finances? God's desire is to make you thrive. I have come, that is Jesus who said those words, that they may have life and have it in abundance. And today I want us to see how God crowns our year with overflow. Actually, it's in the scriptures. The book of Psalms, chapter 65, let me read from verse 9. It is talking about how God will care for you. And I want this to be your faith. I want this to be your declaration. I want this to be your confession. From verse 9 of Psalm 65, it reads, "You care for the land and you water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with the grain. So, for so you have ordained it. You drench its fallows and level its ledges. You soften it with the showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your cats overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with the gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are maintained with the grain. They shout for joy and sing." Hallelujah. What a promise. What a promise. What a scripture that we can appropriate in our lives and make it our own. This is not speaking about survivors, survival mentality. This is not talking about hustling. This is talking about abundance. The scripture says God crowns with bounty. God causes overflow. You crown the year with your bounty. Do you know what is bounty? You have more than you need. You have abundance. You have surplus. You have more than you need. That is what we call bounty. It is not just scarcity. It is not struggling. It is not hardly meeting your needs. No, God crowns the year with his bounty. It is a promise. And our cuts, you know, the things that carry our goods, the things that carry our surprise, that the scripture says that our cuts overflow. God makes our cuts to overflow. He comes through for us and shows himself strong on our behalf. Our cuts overflow with abundance. Does this describe your situation? And that is why I'm saying it's a promise. And the scripture says that for as many promises as there are there in the Word of God, they are yes and amen to those who trust him. My brother, my sister, this can be your own. The year bounty. You know, it's bountiful. You have all you need and much more. You're not only blessed, you are a blessing. That is what we call bounty. You are cuts. You are silos. You are store. Let me use the word store. Eh? Your pantry. They are overflowing with abundance. Your kitchen is not lean, it is abundant. You know, there are barrels of hunger there because they are overflowing with abundance. You don't lack what you desire. Why? Because you overflow with abundance. this is our promise, and this can be real in our lives because it is God's desire. You can go to God and tell God, this is what you have said. And I like the way it ends, that they shout for joy and sing. Your home can be a home of shouts of joy and victory. Rejoice in because of what the Lord is doing for you. My brother, my sister, this is the promise of God. And this is the assurance we have that God has every desire to make his children to overflow and to have abundance and to be bountiful. God bless you. Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for the encouragement we get from your word. Thank you for reminding us that it is your desire that we may abound. That is the assurance we have from your word. You crown our ears with a bounty. Yes, Lord, you even cause us to have an abundance, to overflow in abundance. And I pray for my brother and my sister who are trusting you for overflow in a given area. God, you are able to do it exceedingly abundantly above what they can imagine or even pray about. And I pray that in line with your word today, that Lord, you will cause their cards to overflow with abundance, that you will give them more than they require, that not only will you bless them, but you will make them unto a blessing. Thank you for speaking to us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you joined me for this inspiration and you joined me for the sharing of this word. I pray that God will crown your ear with the bounty. It is my prayer that your cuts, those are your needs, your stores, will overflow with abundance. Thank you so much for your comments. And thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing out there. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you and satisfy you with his abundance. Amen. God bless you and thank you so much for your time.